Tucker and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of talk about the president's first 100 days in office this week. One Republican lawmaker, Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, says what it amounts to is that President Trump is trying to return this country to a constitutional republic, something that he says the original founders had in mind rather than a pure democracy. The April jobs report shows the unemployment rate remains steady from the previous month.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The numbers are in on efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in fraud, waste, and abuse.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. The Army has confirmed there will be a military parade on President Trump's birthday in June, all part of the celebration around the Army's 250th birthday.
In a statement Friday, Army spokesman Steve Warren said the birthday celebration will include a spectacular fireworks display, the parade, and a day-long festival on the National Mall. Plans obtained by the AP say the procession will include Stryker vehicles, two companies of tanks, Bradley and Paladin artillery vehicles, and howitzers, with the heavier vehicles joining the procession near the Lincoln Memorial.
And that is Jennifer King reporting. This is SRN News. Social media is becoming a growing problem for adolescents.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Organizers and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events that were scheduled to promote the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both the firing of the president and the chairman at the Kennedy Center took place in early February. This is SRN News. There's a new legal order blocking a White House action.
A federal judge has blocked a White House executive order targeting an elite law firm. The judge's order says that Trump's executive order against Perkins Coie violated multiple provisions of the Constitution.
Washington correspondent Mike Hampton reports the administration is asking the nation's high court to rule on legal protections for Venezuelan migrants.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to temporarily strip legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans. The Justice Department wants the high court to put on hold a ruling from a federal judge that kept in place temporary protected status for Venezuelans that would have expired in April. That status allows people in the U.S. to live and work legally because their home countries are considered unsafe for their return. A federal appeals court earlier rejected the administration's request. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is SRN News.